Tov Yudalit. Like we said before, Erev Tchum has to be with the consent of the person who you're making it for, because maybe it was detriment if it's made in the wrong direction. Maybe he doesn't want to go in the same direction as this person is putting the Erev. But there's exception to the rule. His children that are minors, they automatically go after him, and therefore he can make an Erev for them, even though they eat independently, they don't need him for the food. The Avdashiv, Chosaknanim, also his Goy Shavodim, Eved Kanani, they're also considered subordinate to him. In these situations, they don't have an independent opportunity to make an Erev. Even they said, I don't want to be part of my master, my father's Erev, it doesn't help. They're automatically part of it. They have children that are ready above Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah. Even though he's supporting them, and also Eved Ivri and his wife, he cannot force them to take his Erev. If he did make Erev for them and they heard about it and they were quiet, what he did, and even though they didn't say anything automatically, the fact that they were quiet, then we assume that they wanted. Now, there's an extra chiddush that Mishabru points out, is till that we said, if I make an Erev for somebody else, he has to be aware of it before Shabbos by his wife and Eved Ivri and Bonim Agdoilim. Even if they did not know about it till after Shabbos is good enough, because there's an assumption that Minastam they want to be together with the father, the husband. But if they said explicitly, we don't want to be part of the Erev, they made their own Erev, which basically is saying, we don't want your Erev. He cannot make an Erev for his wife, Eved Ivri, and all the children.